May the Lord help us to commence with singing part of the first part of hymn 308. We will sing verses 1 to 7 and verses 15 to the end. Wide is the gate of death, the way is large and broad, and many enter in thereat and walk that beaten road. Hymn 308, verses 1 to 7 and 15 to the end.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read two portions from his holy word. First, from the book of Psalms, Psalm 38. Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. And now from the Lamentations, part of chapter 3. Lamentations, chapter 3. We'll read down to verse 36. I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places, as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about, that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways, and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow, and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgat prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word of truth. And now may he help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, favour us to come with that reverence, solemn awe, in thy fear, but oh, to be blessedly and sweetly drawn. Thou knowest, Lord, all our need, and to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, do, dear Lord, then rend the heavens and come down, and favour us this day to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, all our desire is before thee. We would not be left to the form. We would not be left to the husks that the swine do eat. We would not be left to build upon the sand. But oh, that we might be built, Lord, on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. On this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, this is our great need, for Lord, we come just as we are. Lord, we may have put on those clothes, but, O Lord, within are filthy garments. Deep is the stain and dye of sin. Oh, do favour us, Lord, to confess our sin. And, Lord, do favour souls in this house of prayer. Lord, yes, to confess on this thy day, the God be merciful to me, a sinner. But oh, to be favoured in those times in the home. In those times, Lord, perhaps far from thy house, far from our homes maybe, oh, to come before thee, confessing our sin. Oh, to lay help upon one that is mighty in this. And oh, do hear the cries. Oh, do hear the groanings. Do, Lord, in thy rich mercy, favour us to find our Lord, our God, our Saviour. To find our all, to cast a burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. Lord, we come amongst the mourning church and people. And Lord, we do plead that thou would bless those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, we do plead, and Lord, we would lovingly and tenderly plead it before thee, as a mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. O Lord, have not souls in this house of prayer known it, and known in it the peace of God that passeth understanding? Lord, we do plead then that thou would be their help, that thou would favour them to lean upon their beloved in this pathway, for none can lean too hard on thee. And Lord, do bless them. And Lord, do in thy rich mercy work in these deep things. Oh, may there be that how stands the case, my soul, with thee. For heaven are thy credentials sure. Is Jesus Christ thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Oh, may there be those, Lord, yet born again. May there be those, Lord, in these deep things, in whom thou art working, and thou wilt yet work. Lord, we do plead then that preparation for all thy will, and to stand before thy face. And, O Lord, oh, that there may be that yet to thy honour, glory and praise in these things. And Lord, do hear the prayers of those that have gone before. Lord, oh, may there be answers of peace in the generation and generations following. Oh, for there is a spiritual generation following. Thy word is abundantly clear in it. Oh, and it will be so to the end of time, but shall I among them stand, when thou for thy saint doth call. Remember me, may it be each cry, each prayer, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform. It must all be of grace. And Lord, as thy servants stand in such a solemn place, as they go in and out amongst the people, O Lord, we do plead for much of thy spirit. Much, Lord, that preparation, thy will. Lord, for truly, we know not what a day may bring forth. Oh, to be faithful. His blood I will require at thine hand. In mercy then, do remember us. But oh, may there be many yet turned from darkness to light. O Lord, many yet that go out of the house of prayer, completely, utterly changed. Lord, this is thy work. They may come up, Lord, as come up many times before. But oh, we look back to a Lord's Day morning. Oh, what a difference. What a difference. Oh, we plead then for much of thy Holy Spirit of truth. Do bless, do remember the dear children. Lord, remember them with thy favour. May they be favoured to seek thy face. May they be kept as the apple of thine eye, delivered from all evil, not led into temptation. Thou knowest the many influences. And Lord, oh, do remember, dear younger ones, and those, Lord, setting out in the pathway of life. May they prove, and in the dear families, my God shall supply all your need, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Do, Lord, unite families in thy fear and in thy love. Thou knowest, Lord, all that these things mean. Oh, that all things might be done in love and decently and in order. Do help, do guide, do grant that grace and that wisdom and that help in these things. Thou knowest the burden of them. In mercy do Remember then each that know, Lord, afflictions, sorrows, loneliness. And Lord, it may not be in outward things, but it may be in the heart. Thou knowest every burden and every need. Oh, do prove in it all that be still and know that I am God, that the battle is not yours but God's. Do in thy rich mercy, grant thy blessing then upon thy word, Lord, amongst this church and people, exercise thy servant as they come in and out amongst them, may there be, that thus saith the Lord, may there be, that knitting together, may there be, this is the way, walk ye in it. A desire, a sacred longing, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way, till him I view, Jesus Christ and him crucified. All our plea, and that precious, precious blood. Lord, to know, Lord, it was for me. May be each cry, do wash, Lord, do cleanse, for thou knowest, Lord, all that we are. In mercy, to remember our dear friend at the desk, yea, each deacon in their burden, in their need. And Lord, we do plead that this church and people might still be favoured to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. We do plead, Lord, even as we give thanks for every mercy and thy great goodness, and truly, Lord, thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, do, we would beg, meet the needs in Zion. Meet the needs, Lord, in those at home. And thy dear servant unable to be with them at the afternoon hour, we pray, Lord, that thou would, Lord, strengthen him, heal him, and may there be the I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, may it be proved in dear loved ones and dear families, if it be thy holy will. And Lord, may there be that desire that it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room, willing in the day of thy power. By these things men live, and in the life of these things is my spirit. To be helped to pray, Lord, that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven. In mercy then, remember us and help us as we would turn to thy holy word of truth. Lord, there is a deep that coucheth beneath. We need much of thy blessed spirit, to reveal it. We need that double portion. Lord, we do plead then, open our mouth wide and do thou fill it. And Lord, grant that for the good of souls, that to thy honour and glory. First, Lord, to thy honour and glory. And Lord, in mercy do remember our land and nation, those in our royal house, in our government, in our parliament. Remember those in authority in whatever way it may be, and as the wicked plotteth, bring to nothing. Grant much needed wisdom and help. Raise up Hezekiah to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. surrounded, great needs, great impossibilities. But is anything too hard for the Lord? Blessed Lamb, to overcome. Hear the cries of thy persecuted people, thy people in great need throughout this world. And Lord, and yet, oh, dost thou not still hear and answer prayer? As we think particularly of Australian friends this morning, Lord, we beg these then and every mercy, in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 308, the second part. We will sing verses 1 to 4 and verses 11 to the end, the first four and last four verses. If this be, Lord, thy way, then who can hope to gain that prize such numbers never seek, such numbers seek in vain. Hymn 308, part 2, the first four and the last four verses.
humble.
In complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read, Psalm 38, and the second part of verse 9. Psalm 38, I'll read the whole verse, verse 9. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. Yesterday, about lunchtime, out in the garden, no text came, but oh, the first verse of a hymn, unusually, powerfully, and it was Dear Berridge's hymn, 749, I hear a righteous man, a prophet good and great, in deep distress complain, and thus his grief relate. I call on God, and cry and shout, but all my prayer he shutteth out. And then in a moment, the verse, the second part of that verse, my groaning is not hid from thee, blessed soul. Let's first try to look at a little the context of the word. We read over this psalm, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. David knew the pathway. We think back on that morning that David knew concerning Jonathan. Oh, that love that surpassed. And the morning that he knew, when he knew no longer that love. If you know that love in Christ Jesus, if you know that natural love, but that that surpassed, what a mercy, what a favor to know a little of it. Yes, when the Lord grants those that we do walk in love with in this time state. And oh, those, yes, we feel there may not be that spoken. But oh, feel that one in Christ. You know, sometimes in the deep things, there may not even be that spoken between husband and wife, but there may be that kept, and there may be that prayed over. There may not be that spoken in dear families, but, oh, when the Lord in his time and in his way takes home the state that we are left here below. And we are the poorer. And oh, that deep mourning pathway that dear David knew. But the Lord blessed him, and the Lord strengthened him. But there is also in this to bring to remembrance. And David, he has marched to confess. He has marched to bring before his God. For, he pleads as the psalm begins, O Lord, what a mercy in the morning pathway. What a mercy in our groaning. What a mercy in our sin. And in the burdens, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and I wouldn't pass this by. Oh, in those exercises and those burdens that the Lord lays upon individuals in this time state. It may be now, it may be that concerning the future. Oh Lord, don't hide it, soul. You may hide it from the nearest and dearest, but don't hide it from your God. You know, there's a blessed union and one in Christ here. Take it to him. Look to him. Every state and case. That was the hymn, my dear one, and we were one in it, but she, hers was the original choice of those hymns to be sung at our wedding service. Every state and case led to thy throne of grace. Let our needs be what they may, teach us how and what to pray. O Lord, take it there, soul. The groanings, despite what the old enemy says, are not hid from him. There may be one, I know I may say it oft, but one that stands at the right hand to resist. That means very near. That means very close. And that also means the right hand of power. That's the sword arm. That's that to cut through. And to strengthen. That the Lord would blessedly strengthen those feeble hands, strengthen those feeble knees. That the Lord would, in his rich mercy, speak the word, get thee behind me, Satan. That there might be that loose him and let him go. But here, I ask a question. The reading, and particularly some of those verses, some of those parts of verses, meant much to me as I read them this morning. There was that of his blessed spirit. Did they mean anything to you, sinner? Don't look at another, in another pew, in another seat. What of you? Has there ever been a time when you've come into the Lord's house and the Lord's word has been read, that it's found you. We started, oh, a blessed character, groaning, not hid from thee. But oh, soul, equally, how solemn. It's an old, old expression. It's an oft-used expression amongst our churches. To go to and fro as a door upon its hinges. But is it so? The word of the door is dead. The door and the hinges are made by man's hands. Man fixed them there. So, but oh, do you desire to come into the Lord's house and find that for your soul? Find that in your pathway. Find that in your need. Oh, is your cry, Lord, find me in thy house. Find me through thy word. Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Lord, visit me with thy salvation. Come a little closer. You ever gone from his house groaning, and some unfulfilled need? Do you go back to that this morning? That groaning was known to the Lord. Oh soul, take it back to him. Plead it before the throne of grace, Lord. Was that for me? Was that known to thee? So, I come before you, I trust as a servant of the living God. I don't choose these words. I beg that the Lord would choose that suitable. And oh, so, there is that in souls, and perhaps one particular soul in this house of prayer this morning, if I stand here as a servant of Christ, that groans, and the Lord knows the pathway, and the Lord knows the end, and the Lord knows the beginning. And when I begin, I make an end. Does that make you tremble, so? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But how will it end? That's the great question, isn't it? How will it end? I go back to a dear servant of Christ, Mr. Jabez Field of Lamberhurst. From time to time in his ministry, that late dear servant of Christ used to speak of the end. And how will you know it is of the Lord? By watching thereunto. What does that mean? Oh, to watch, and oh, to pray. Don't hide it, soul. Not from him, not from the dear Lord, not from the throne of grace. Don't be left to that solemn, solemn place, that one. He had one talent, and he went and hid it in the ground. There thou hast, that is thine, wicked, slothful servant. There were those that went and traded with the same. There's a spiritual application. There's a going to and fro. There's a daily wrestling. There's a daily looking unto him. And oh, when we come to remind us in his word, you don't go home, soul, you don't go from his house and you leave it all on the doorstep, no. There is that to be pleaded. Lord, we had this brought before us this day. We had that brought before us at that season. You see, oh, we would have no strength, would we? If the last meal we had was way back in last week, we need that daily for our bodies. And we need that spiritually for our souls. Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from thee, dear Lord. Groaning. Have you known it? Do you know it? But oh, the groaning of sin. Well, you say, I haven't seen David sin. David was a king. David had power. David could do those things. And thought he could get away with it. The things you think, I think, we can get away with. We have power. We can run, we can go. Except the Lord prevent. Some of us know that the Lord can stop. In that hellward race. That the Lord can stop in the mad career. Some of us have proved of the Lord's mercies. We are not consumed. But also, I see particularly in that sin of David how one thing led to another. He didn't begin with that intention to kill, to deceive, to cover up. It all began with lust. The lust of the eye, the lust of the heart. And the Lord knows what one may be able to pass by and leave totally unmoved, but another one drawn to sin, accountability. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Does it cause a groaning? It can cause a groaning in a child, you know. In a dear younger one. But oh, groaning not hid from him. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. My groaning is not hid from thee. And perhaps it's not your sin. Perhaps so burdened by the sin of another. Oh, to travail before the throne of grace, to go to him. We know not the outcome, but Lord, have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. And have mercy upon them, O Lord. My groaning is not hid from thee. Who can tell? Oh, that's an unspeakably blessed, blessed word, so who can tell? David knew it. Do you know it? Venture on. Oh, cry on. Groan on. Tremble on. Weep on, soul. My groaning. But I would not, as it were, isolate this from that that surrounds. And that first part of the verse, there's the Lord again. O Lord, it begins. Lord, all my desire, in the original language, that speaks of a longing. Do you long, soul? You see, in the groaning, there is a longing. There is a longing to know. There is a longing that the Lord would so come. Lord, if it be thy holy will, rend the heavens and come down. Lord, make the crooked things straight, the rough places plain. Lord, before Zerubbabel, make that great mountain a plain. We may indeed desire that the Lord would pour out of that almighty power, but that in mercy, Lord. That in free and sovereign grace, that to pluck the brand from the burning, dear Lord, that for the good of thy church and people, dear Lord, you know, it's an unspeakable, and I didn't mind of speaking of this, but as it comes, my groaning, not hid from thee. You know, it's an unspeakably solemn thing. If the Lord's people, their prayers, their desires, their groanings, up before the throne of grace, concerning the oppression of the wicked, you know, the Lord seeth that his day is coming and laughs at him. The triumph of our God. We have known the solemnity of that word. It's recorded. The dear reformer, John Knox, when on the throne, there were questions, and it was recorded that that queen feared his prayers. You know, oh, how solemn. To be left outside of that covenant ordered in all things and sure. But oh, what a mercy that the Lord does hear the groanings. that the Lord does grant the longings. But oh, how solemn if we are left to be amongst the wicked. He seeth that his day is coming. In a moment, twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Oh Lord, lead me not then to offend one of these little ones. Leave me not, Lord, for the Lord Jesus speaks so solemnly of that. Better that a millstone were hanged about at his neck and drowned in the midst of the sea than offend one of these little ones, one of the apples of mine eye. But still, you know, the groaning is not hid from thee. Lord, oh, if it be thy holy will, work in mercy. But, oh Lord, oh, do thou blessed lamb overcome. It may be in deep things, but, oh, my groaning is not hid from thee. But let's go a little further. Let's bring in one or two other things, perhaps first. Your soul in this house of prayer this morning that particularly groans concerning eternity. You know, when I went out early this morning to walk the dog, it was still dark. And I desired of the Lord those three services, yea, four, if the Lord will, including his table. What a service that is. Oh, do you groan concerning that soul? Both those that may look on and those that sit around his table, groaning for the Lord's presence, groaning in the pathway. He went a little further, but oh, groaning as you consider him. There's a deep there. There's a deep there, soul. But what I was going to say early this morning, Lord, oh, it's those stars, and it was there was some blue sky, but mainly cloudy. Lord, could I see that bright, that early, that morning star? I didn't see it. Sometimes, you know, that star has shone so brightly in the darkness and in the early morning as it begins to lighten, so outstanding. But, oh, do you come in so many fears. Fears eternity, tremendous sound, to guilty souls a dreadful wound. Do you groan concerning this? Do you groan as those things come to pass? We think of that terrible storm that hit part of Australia. And oh, when we think of the immensity of that land and we see the pictures of that storm, and then we read of other things on this earth and all that has come to pass in recent years, Lord, is it the signs of the time? Do we groan concerning that? Lord, we know that we live in the last days. We know, Lord, that oh, thou wilt come, and it will be in a moment, twinkling of an eye. It will be as the lightning lighteth from the one part of the heaven to the other, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. I've told you before, I'm sure, of a dear woman, October 1987 storm, and it hit some parts of Kent and the southeast so badly as she looked out over her living room, and I can picture her now as that went out over that valley, and thus, oh, the scene before her and the upturned trees and the houses and that awful wind. Oh, she gave thanks to the Lord. She thought it was His second coming, and she rejoiced that she was found on the earth, and oh, that she would be gathered together with the Lord in the air, together with the Lord. Do we grow concerning the second coming of our Lord and Saviour? But oh, Lord, what if it was this day? What if it was this night? And Lord, eternity, my sin. And oh, how I cling to these things of time. How I am of the earth and earthy. How I am vile. Coming with dear Job, behold, I am vile. But the point I wanted to come to this morning was this. Have you come to the end in your groaning? Yes, there is. A blessed lamb slain. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood to wash, to preciously cleanse. There is one that suffered, bled, and died in groaning. My God, why hast thou forsaken me in darkness? And they all forsook him and fled. What a groaning is this. What a groaning at Calvary. Oh, soul. Have you sinned and come short of the glory of God? Yes, a blessed people, have you seen them? Have you stood by the grave, and it's a precious place, there with Christ, which is far better, and they're groaning, that they knew here below. Now God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now they sing a new song around the throne. Now they're blessed, forever blessed, in Christ Jesus. But oh, soul, if you come, lost. Outside of that covenant, all thing, ordered in all things and sure. What a groaning place that is. What a deep is there. But my groaning is not hid from thee. You're not in a deserved hell, so. There's still life, and there's still hope. And oh, so all my desire is before Him, sacred longing. Sacred desire. The Lord Jesus came to that tomb of Lazarus groaning within. Jesus went. But oh, so, when it seemed dead, when it seemed finished, roll away the stone. Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Sinner, precious, precious words, loose him. And let him go. Lazarus, come forth. No soundness in my flesh. Filled with a loathsome disease. Bow down greatly. Go mourning all the day. My wounds stink and are corrupt. Oh, heavy burden, too heavy for me. Mine iniquities have gone over mine head. Feeble, sore broken. Roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. But oh, so. This pathway. This deep. This need. Your precious, never dying soul. If you come in this pathway, dear soul. Your calls. It's the Lord's word. Blessed, blessed be His holy name. That soul is blessed. My groaning is not hid from thee. What more can we say? What more can we add? But oh, the prayer that He'd seal it by His blessed Spirit of truth. And so, you'll be helped in that. I'll finish with a little personal experience. Ever I've known a groaning. It was in a street in Tunbridge Wells after the Lord's word was preached. And I went out totally changed. That house of God, that Lord's Day morning. It was a bank holiday the following day. And oh, I pushed. Now my eldest son, so it must have been 27 years ago, pushed him in the pushchair along that street in Tunbridge Wells, and oh, the groaning, the burden was indescribable. And yet, so, in that same town, the Lord, oh, came in the bedroom in the early hours of the morning. It was a place of love. How long now separated those two occurrences, those two blessings, and they were blessings. I can't tell you now. But oh, you see, my groaning is not hid from thee. Lord, all my desire is before thee. Thank you.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £697, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Warren hopes to administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Chapman. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Raymond Woodhams is expected to preach next Lord's Day and hopes to address the Sunday school. Hymn number 545. Truly that poor soul is just, who by faith in Christ can trust, in him live, upon him rest, as the Lord his righteousness. 545.
O Lord, do pardon all spoken amiss, but do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Help in the Sunday school, in the afternoon, gather again in the evening, if it be thy will. And Lord, do keep us all together. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.